Hi everyone, thanks for joining in on today's call where we'll be discussing Old Mutual and more specifically looking at its 2024 year-end results. From an executive summary, in the macro environment, we've seen the consumer benefiting from lower interest rates and lower inflation, but this process seems to be somewhat small and of a lag effect so far. And that's also the same as when you have a rising interest rate environment, there's usually a bit of a lag effect that happens. So this still needs to play out a bit further, hopefully, on the consumer health side. We've also seen improved markets for this financial year that Old Mutual reported, and being an insurer, it benefited in the various segments. And the insurance space, we just usually highlight, we see this as quite a highly competitive environment. From a valuation perspective, the pricing multiples were slightly above average, but this was at the report date. If you look at it today, it will be slightly below that average point. Our intrinsic value also had a 12% upside, and now it should have around about a 20% upside if you consider the markets. That's quite a bit lower today with tariffs and what's happening at the GNU. Our recommendation is a buy, however we prefer Sanlam. The buy recommendation is mainly due to the upside on the intrinsic value and the pricing multiples, so where it's trading at. What would change our mind is the growth and profitability prospects. So Old Mutual is focusing on its cost management and profitability. So if it delivers more on that than we expect, or potentially if the bank becomes profitable sooner than we expect, those could be drivers on that front that should be positive. However, on the negative side, if they're also not able to deliver, then that would change our view more to the sell side. Also, if the share price would move higher and there'd be less upside, that would also change our view.